Amen. We got to cut him loose. My brother Terry Clark from Rockingham, North Carolina. Welcome him to the house today. Amen.
You've never seen me before, right? I have no idea where you've been. I come maybe, what, twice a year? You know, that kind of stuff. Roger, my eye chart. An eye chart, please. Okay. I do want to talk to you today about what do you see? Not just what do you see, but what do you see? Yesterday, working with Gary, trying to show him a little bit of electrical stuff, I'd say, no, you do that. He said, oh, yeah, I see. So we can see, and then we can see. That's what I'm going to talk to you just a little bit today. What do you see? Roger, that's beautiful. Good. Growing up in Rockingham, there were eight in our family. Mama had a family doctor named Dr. Queen. If we had something wrong, a cut, the flu, or heart surgery, Mama went to Dr. Queen. She went to Dr. Queen. She was it. Dr. Queen said, do that. So that's what we did. We believed in Dr. Queen. And I remember up there getting my eyes checked. I don't even know if you were there. But I know the two girls were there. And then Ray, me, and Kenny. And I was a smart aleck. And I wasn't sitting too far from the chart whenever Ray was looking at it. Ray wears glasses, can't see, you know. And I'm looking at the chart. And baby, I can see just about all of it from where I'm sitting. And Mrs. Green, his nurse, said, okay, Terry, come up here. And I get on the line and I look. And I'm my old cocky self. And she points with that little stick. And I go, like I'm smoking. Every time she went to another line, she said, okay, smarty, then read the bottom line. I look really hard and I say, made in USA. Come on! That's the bottom line. Is that crazy? Is that crazy? My wife, Portia, couldn't be with me today. She's at Sandhills Community College there in the business office, and work would not allow her to be here, but she sends her love to Fellowship Church. Fellowship Church. You are Fellowship Church. Took the quick tour of the building. Wow, what a facility. But bigger than that, what a Lord. What a God we serve. You know, church is bigger than y'all folding up. It's happening. Portia told me that they had went and seen a movie. I asked if it was 3D. I'm not all that crazy about a 3D movie. Why? Because we don't see in 3D. People say, yeah, you do. No, you don't. You see in 2D. Each eye is two-dimensional in stereo. That doesn't make it 3D. If you saw in 3D, you wouldn't need the glasses. What do you see? What do you see? I asked your pastor not too long ago. We all have to have the same purpose, the same vision for God to do something here. And I ask your pastor two things that he would not tolerate here. One is gossip. The other is division. I think that's really, really looking at things like we need to look and see what we need to see. We all need to have the same vision for Fellowship Church. Today I want to talk to you out of the book of Mark that I had never heard this passage before. Anywhere, in any church. And Jesus does a miracle with a blind man. But I think the miracle was as much for the disciples as it was for the man who could not see. We'll pray really quick. Father, help me to speak to these folk today in love, just like Jesus would. in anything that happens here today, Father, you're getting the credit. I mean, you've already gotten it. So just help me. Help me say something that you would have me to say. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me get on so I can see. Made in USA. I'll never forget that. Fantastic. What do you see at Fellowship Church? What do you see here? When you think of Fellowship Church, what do you see? What comes to mind? Fellowship Church. Is it your pastor? Is it meeting here in the high school? What do you see when you think of Fellowship Church? That's what I want to talk about. The Lord has got to be preeminent. He's got to be at the top. If He's not, folks, go home. We're wasting time. He's got to be the top. He has to be our focus. Everything falls under Him. Everything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these will be added. Okay? It's all about Him. He will not share His glory. It's all about Him. So that's where Fellowship Church is going to have to be. And you're going to have to actually just drive a stake in that. That's where we're going to have to stand. Is the Lord in your sharp focus when you see Fellowship Church? Do you see and know who He is and what He's doing in your life? Do you see it? The Bible, "And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." And that's the purpose of Fellowship Church, is to draw all men unto Him. I want to show you a clear picture of how the Lord leads lost, blind sinners to the place of salvation. We're going to go with Mark, the Scripture. Mark 8, 22. This is Jesus, and He's coming to Bethsaida. And they bring a blind man unto Him, and they want Jesus to touch him. Bethsaida is a cursed city. Not too far from here, thousands were fed with fishes and loaves. Miracles were performed. Heal the sick. Jesus did. He's come back to this area now, to Bethsaida, which is cursed of God. And they bring a blind man. Now that word "they" is gone from now on. Whenever you plug into the Lord, you plug into Him. You're not going to count on other people to do for you, to provide for you. "They's" a big word, and then it's gone after "they bring him." It's all about Him and the Lord from then on. And that's important. That's important. They bring a blind man to Him, and they want Jesus to touch him. And they are Gentiles. They think that Jesus has to touch people to heal people. Does He have to touch you? No! Did He touch people and heal them in the Bible? Sure He did. Did He heal people in the Bible that He wasn't even near? Sure He did. God deals with us in different ways. We don't put God in a box and say, "Well, this is how He does it." Well, it's not that way. The next verse, Roger. What do you see? And Jesus takes the blind man by the hand. Stop right there. Can you imagine when you were dating what it felt like when you held that baby doll's hand? Oh! Oh, my word! I could eat this girl alive. Girls, you felt it too. You felt it too. How many people did I actually get to shake your hand today? That's a good thing. That's a good thing. To reach out and say, "Hey, I'm glad you're here. You know, I'm glad you're here." But to hold someone's hand is totally different. It's not only that I'm glad this, this, and this. What it says is that I care. I care for you. And that's what Jesus is doing here to this man. He's telling this blind man, even though you don't think anything is happening, he's holding his hand. And what does he do? He led him out. That's what Jesus does for us. He leads us out. Because we're born that way. That's just the way we are. We're born that way. But Jesus will lead you out of whatever that just nasty place is that you're in. You might be in Bethsaida this morning, but Jesus will lead you out by the hand. He's not only able, He's willing. He's willing to do that for you. Now, He leads him out of the town. He gets him away from the town of what? Say, Bethsaida. They're out. They're no longer in there. Why? Because it's cursed. God has put judgment on that city. He takes the man by the hand and is walking him out of town. Get him away from Bethsaida. Get him away from the people. That's what he's doing. Walking with him. And you can do that today. You can walk with Jesus today. Just let him lead. Okay? That's what we're doing. So he gets him away from all the people there in the town. And Jesus actually spits in the guy's eyes. Look, you spit in my face. I don't care who you are. Look, your pastor knows me. I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter to me. What did this guy do? What did this guy do? Jesus spit in his eyes, and I imagine that they're crusty and dark, kind of like sore eyes. Jesus spit in his eyes. Why would you spit in somebody's eyes? Well, number one, back in that day, people used to think that saliva had some healing properties. Really? Absolutely. You do it today. You cut your finger on a piece of paper and go, oh. Do you or don't you? You put your finger in your mouth. It's the same thing. Sure we do. You hit Gary hitting the nail. Oh, oh, oh. All the time. It goes in there. That's what it does. It's the same thing we do today. Okay? Yeah. It has soothing properties. And Jesus puts his hand on the guy and he says, ask him if he saw aught. What did he say? What do you see? What do you see? He spit in the guy's face. The guy took the humiliation. Why? Because, baby, when you're desperate, when you're hurting so bad, when you've been stepped on so bad, you don't care. You don't care that the music is too loud. You don't care that it's too big a crowd. You don't care that, well, I have to walk a half a mile to get there. Maybe if you're desperate, you'll crawl to the Savior. How many's been there? How many have been there? It's easier to ask how many hasn't been there. Wow. Baby, when you're desperate, Lord, spit in my eyes. Spit in my eyes. I need it. I need a touch. What did the man see? And the next verse tells us what the man says to Jesus. And he looked up. The man, the blind man, he looked which way? Which way did he look? In the ark, where was the window? Do you think that the man just looked up accidentally? No. Why don't we look up? Why don't we look up? Look, baby, if you're down that low, there's nowhere to go but up. That's where this guy is. Okay? I've been there. We all know Pastor Gary's story. You don't know mine. I've been there. Okay? Well, you don't have any wiggle room when you get down so low. That's it. You're done. Baby, I got to get up from here. That's what this guy does. He looks up and says, I see men as trees walking. Well, that verse says a whole lot there. Number one is that the man at one time probably could see because he knew what men were. He knew what trees were. He could identify what they were. Okay? I see men walking as trees. Is he seeing clearly? Somebody say, no! Jesus said, what do you see? Is he seeing clearly? But look where he's at in his recovery. Can he see? Could he see before? The man is healed, but he's not whole. There's a big difference in being healed and being whole. One day we will stand before the Savior and we'll be like Him. And we'll see Him as He is. We will see Him and we will see Him as He is. Then we will be whole. That day we'll be whole. So this guy is saying, I see men as trees walking. I can see, but I'm not seeing clearly. So what happens in the next verse, Roger? After that, he, being Jesus, put his hands again upon his eyes. Lord, I need another touch this morning. Am I going to heaven? Unless this book is a lie, I'm already there. I'm already there. Okay? Do I need a daily cleansing? Look, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth just ain't in us. Do we need it daily? Daily! We need it daily. His mercies are new and fresh every morning. Why? Because we need it every day. Folks, if you know the Savior, you're healed. You're healed. You may not be whole. You may still gossip. You may still lie. You may do things that you shouldn't do. But you're not whole yet. You're healed, but you're not whole yet. Is that an excuse? No. No. He puts his hands on this guy again and makes him look up, and he was what? And he saw what? Every man clearly. The next verse, Roger. He sends him away to his house saying, don't go back into that hell hole you crawled out of. Stay out of that crack house. Don't you get back in that place that you were. And sin no more. Now that's huge. The sin no more part. That is huge. Might not be for you. Sure is for me. Sin no more. Paul wrestled with that. Paul said, for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Where are you at in your recovery? Where are you at? What do you see? Can you relate to this guy? Buddy, I can. I need a touch every day. And not let my fences get too tall. Keep them really short. Keep a short account with God every day. Because I need a touch every day. I'm healed. Heaven is my home. I'm ready. But I'm still not whole. I will be. I've got a story with David and Jan. Can I tell you a story? Can I tell you a story? David and Jan grew up together as small children. And I would have taken Elise when she was 2 years old. I'd have taken her home with me. Are you kidding me? David and Jan, they would play together in the sandbox. I mean, they were backdoor neighbors. That's how they grew up. Grew up together in its primary school, the junior high, the dances. They always went to each other. They played, you be the mama and I'll be the daddy. And they were both beautiful, beautiful people. Jan got the opportunity to go to South America on some kind of a mission thing. Broke David's heart. She was going to be gone for 3 months. But she had to come home early. She encountered some kind of a disease. Something happened to Jan. Jan lost her sight. She can't see. It took like maybe 3 weeks. She has no sight. The doctors have no idea what's going on. So for 3 years, Jan hates the world. She hates her parents. She hates her home. She hates everything. But David. David was there. David held her up. David encouraged her. He loved on her. She told David, "When I can see again, I'll marry you." Wow. Jan is at home and the phone rings. Her mom gets it. And it's this hospital that's calling. A state away. And there's two eyes available for Jan. Wow. Come on, let's go. They do that. They get there. 3 days later, they're taking the bandages, everything. Jan is sitting up in the bed, and the first face she sees is her mom. "Mom, I can see. Thank the Lord, I can see, Mama. Where's David?" "Well, your dad's walking him up." They're coming down the hall. And David stops right there at the door of Jan's room. And David's eyes are shut. And David is blind. Jan says, "David, you're blind. What's happened to you? What's happened to you?" He gets on his knee with a ring to give it to her. And she says, "I can't do it. I cannot marry you because you're blind." A week later, Jan gets a letter from David. And it's written all over the paper. You know. And he says, "I'll always love you. Please take care of my eyes." That's what Jesus did for us. He gave it all for us. What do you see at Fellowship? Roger, can you put that up? What do you see here at Fellowship? What do you see? What is Fellowship to you? What's going on here at Fellowship? Guys, it better be this. All this is good. All this is great. But it better fall under that. If it doesn't fall under that, then we're all men most miserable. We have no out if it's not under Him. This is a good thing. This is the only thing. Miss Karen, you're going to play something for me. And you're going to help me. And we're going to do it really quick. It's almost 9. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Can we praise the Lord? Let's praise the Lord. Let's go.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Praise the Lord.